The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear.
All right, folks. Well, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. The second hour of the National Intel Report. Don't mean to be negative. I'm not trying to demoralize you. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, if you want to come up with something positive. But Mark had been thinking about this, and he thought about it through the whole break, along with all the other times that he's been thinking about this. So go ahead. Share your thought, Mark.
Okay, well, so people are like, oh, what can we do? We can pull our money out of the banks. And that's probably a good idea. From what I understand, there's actually more money in the ATMs than in the banks. And if we pull our money out, everybody pulls their money out of the bank, you know, you're saying, oh, they can't print their way out of this. So some things that possibly people might want to consider. Okay, you go buy something, it's $15, and all you got is a 20, and you don't want to give up a $20 bill and be like, you know what, I'm not paying with this CBD freaking marijuana freaking method that you got going on. I'm paying with cash. Oh, well, we don't take cash no more. Hey, you're taking it right now anyway. Boom. You slay them down a 10. It might be $15, but you're putting down a 10, and you're saying, you know what, this is what you're taking, and this is for this. We're going to reduce the inflation, and you're walking out the door. If everybody started doing that, I mean, mom-and-pop services, they might suffer a little bit, but mostly people are shopping at the big box stores because that's what's going on now since COVID. They closed all the little mom-and-pops. It's going to hurt them. And then if nobody complies that way, and then we start seeing new dollars introduced or whatever into the system, oh, well, look, hey, that's got a 2024 date on it. Boom. You got to automatically draw a little line through that and say, hey, 25% off of that value, that $20 bill is not freaking $20 anymore. We're going to rate that as $15 now. And they could keep printing or whatever, and the more they print, we just keep slashing and saying, it's worth less and less and less. And we can determine, if society will stand strong, we can determine, we can reject and we have to shun, and probably people have to take baseball bats in and start smashing credit cards. Companies, little machines, the readers at the discount stores or whatever, at the cashiers. And yes, that's vandalism or whatever, but if people did that, which I really don't think people have a gumption to do it.
Okay, let me interject here. So,
okay,
from your perspective, Mark, and that's what y'all said. What percentage of this particular societies, remember I was talking about at the beginning of the show, Societies and Proprieties, the title of the show. This society, what percentage of this society do you think would actually have the gumption, the stones, if you would, to do what you're suggesting?
And that's what I was just saying. I have a video where somebody up in probably Trilateral Commission or something like that a while back was saying, by time the Americans or pretty much society as a whole throughout the world figure out what we're doing, you will be too weak and too impoverished and too poor to actually do anything about it. The other thing is like, I mean, it's easy to grab sledgehammers and axes and tools like that. It's easy to grab that stuff and walk over to a cell phone tower, but will people actually be willing to take down cell phone towers all across the nation? Because that's going to hurt their entertainment value, and people won't.
Let me ask you this question: do you live in a major city? I don't want to, you know, centralize you, but do you live in a major city in Georgia, or are you on the outskirts, or out in the country, or what?
It's a hybrid of both.
Okay. So let me pose this question to you: as you look around, go through your daily life, what percentage from your locale do you see of these people walking around still wearing a mask?
Well, I'm a truck driver, so I'm actually on the road a lot, and I still see people driving their cars. So that might not count.
Overall, in your environment, wherever you may be, in the truck, driving a car, whatever you're doing, what percentage of people do you see that are still wearing a mask?
It might be down to like 10% now, maybe 15%.
Okay, because I'm I'm saying probably in my environment, probably about 20. And every time I look at one of these people, I think to myself, I had two of them get in the car yesterday. Okay, picked them up at the airport. They came in from Hawaii, and they're both wearing these, you know, N95 masks. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, these people are psychologically, you know, the powers that be have psychologically damaged these people, you know. Yeah. And so you look around in the context of what you're speaking about, and you say, okay, well, you can eliminate those people right away because they're going to listen to whatever the government tells them, right? Then you've got the people that are fence sitters, but they don't have the stones to do what you're suggesting. The problem is most people go along to get along. They have the comforts of their proprieties in this country since World War II, where we have been spoiled by the big boom after the war and so forth, and, you know, the middle class and this and that, and it's systematically being taken down. The problem is the dumbing down of society where they can't see it. They still, many people out there still believe the government's benevolent. I can only see a small minority of people that have both the knowledge and the stones to be able to do something about it. And Trentus Evans comes to mind. This guy was just a couple of years ago. I've had him on my show a couple times. This guy was a complete normie here just a few years ago, up until January 6th. You know, normal couple. His wife is a nurse. And since then, since he saw up close and personal what happened, he now got on the bandwagon, and he now sees a completely different picture of this society than he did before. All right. And I've said this before over the years, it takes a traumatic experience for somebody to actually wake up and realize what's really going on here. And most people, they go through life, you know, go along to get along. They never see that traumatic experience, and even when they do, then they have to grow a set of stones, and most people can't do that. So I'm not trying to be negative in your suggestions. I think it's a great idea. And let me throw this into the mix, Mark. With all these laws being passed in Seattle and Portland and, you know, I think in Arizona as well, you know, if you go in and smash a credit card machine, or you do this, if you you know, do something, you steal, you know, the and eat breakfast and just walk out, okay? If it's under $1,000, they're not even going to arrest you anymore. So, you know, you could have something there. I don't know. Anyway, any other thoughts?
Well, okay, so I also talked to you after a program probably a couple months ago about trying to make artificial diamonds, and if society could come together and decarbonize all the garbage and that people are throwing out on the side of the roads, and we can create artificial diamonds and use that as a new currency. I mean, A, we piss off De Beers, and who owns that? And then we also piss off pretty much probably the same family members that are running the Federal Reserve. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right, let me interject here, okay, because I remember you now. And folks, help me out with this one. Who was the guy that came out with the Liberty Dollar? I don't remember his name now. And when it originally came out and he started circulating it, the position of the feds were, oh, so be it, because they didn't think it would do anything. And ultimately it got legs and it started being distributed more, and eventually they stepped in and busted the guy. I can't remember his name now, okay? But, you know, what Bernard Bonathos, there he goes. Thank you, Julie, I appreciate that. At any rate, what you're talking about here is the same premise, is that, you know, you try to do anything different, step outside the bounds and whatever with something like that, making carbon into or trash into fake diamond, whatever you're talking about, eventually they're going to get you, because this is a monopoly that they have, and they're losing control of it because of what's happening in the East with China, Russia, you know, Saudi Arabia and so forth. And they're doing this to try to maintain control of the monetary system. And I've said this before, Mark, when you control the printing press and you're the one printing the money, it doesn't matter who makes the laws, because if they don't depend on your money, they're not going to be able to participate in commerce. So it's not really this government that has any control over anything. It's the people that are printing the money. And who are those people? The powers that be, the banking cartel, that big club that we're not in. So, you know, I give you credit for your idea. I don't think that even if it was took off in any context whatsoever, just like Bernard von Nothaus, they're going to stomp you like a bug.
Well, I understand that, and I mean, if people could pool their money together, like I was saying, like, and people could just start up the factories and just do it anyway, just to get a running head start on it. And two other thoughts, real quick. I know you're running with other callers. So us spending all this money and sending it all to Israel or whatever. Now,
Ukraine.
I want to say Israel too. I thought you said Israel too.
No, Israel pulled $1 billion out of SVB Bank before it collapsed. Okay.
Yeah, and I heard a while back where they were talking about through this whole conflict maybe renaming Ukraine New Israel or New Jerusalem or something like that. And so that brings me to the point or the thought process of there's like some Bible prophecy where it talks about, oh well, the nations will send their gold and silver. Well, that could have been a bad translation where it was basically the nations will send their wealth, and right now we don't use gold and silver, so we use dollars. So that's possibly already come true. And then the other thing is on this like mission statement where I told you like 20 years ago, I got a hold of this mission statement where they were saying like, you know, by time the people figure it out, they'll be too weak and starving, and they'll have nothing, and they'll have no means to really resist. There was something else in there. They also said, we will give you the leaders to trust, and when you figure that out, we'll give you the next leader, and we will always control the leaders. So I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I believe in Trump. He's one of them. And unfortunately, I mean, that's the way it is. So, you know, people don't need to put their hopes so high in that man. And that's all I got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And the concept is great. You know, the concept is great. The problem that I see, folks, is that, again, you know, anything that you implement, that you try to take off or it gains any ground, they stomp you like a bug if they think it's going to affect or it's going to have any effect on their control. That's the issue. But aside from that, again, as I said, the phone lines are open at 512-248-8252. But I wanted to get to this. There's an article that a listener sent me, oh, God, it was a couple of weeks ago. And again, you have to forgive me, folks, because I've been so preoccupied with all of this other stuff, which I haven't shared with you yet. And there's a reason why I haven't shared with you, because it's still ongoing. And this is with the passing of my only sibling. I'm kind of waiting until it all plays out to be able to share it with you, because it's an ongoing adventure, if you will, right now. But that is, it's consuming a lot of my time, and I haven't really taken the time to actually sit down and do deep research and stay up to speed as I normally do with current events. So I'm just kind of going willy-nilly at this point. But this is an article that I saved it. And this is regarding that train derailment that happened, last month. I think it was last month. I don't even know anymore. But anyway, interestingly enough, and a lot of you may have already seen this, this is by Yoichi Shimatsu. And it was an article that was put out on, well, it says 3/13/23, which would only be a week ago. I thought this was a couple of weeks old. But it's the third part in an investigative series on that Ohio train derailing that examines that, and some of you may have heard of this, most of you may, some of you may not, this mysterious plane crash in, of all places, Little Rock, Arkansas, that killed five employees that were with an environmental laboratory contracted by Norfolk Southern for field studies of the chemical residues left from the EPA-ordered burn trench disposal. Remember when they decided to burn this as opposed to, you know, carting it off with hazmat suits or whatever in East Palestine? And that highly suspicious downing of, it was a Beechcraft twin prop plane. It was owned and operated by the Center for Toxicology and Environmental Health, which has been revamped with a bright young team following its 2002 takeover by Irvine-based Montrose from the founding toxicologist, who had been widely criticized, by the way, for laxity in favoring corporate polluters. But despite the exaggerated local media reports of strong winds at around noon that Wednesday, February 22nd, the weather conditions posed no threat to flying, which raises serious questions of why the company-owned plane crashed within a minute, folks, a minute of clearing runway 18 at the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. And the irregularities surrounding the air crash included an official cover-up of the actual crash location inside a 3M industrial complex. It included suspension of phone reception at the Little Rock 911 and also blatant disinformation by the Gannett newspaper group on that ill-fated Beechcraft's destination. And so, thus far, a review of that mid-air blast, along with the registered flight destination, suggests that the CTEH team, those five people, were targeted for elimination under the pervasive Biden cover-up of chemical warfare agents in those tanker cars destined for, secret use in Ukraine, which instead derailed at East Palestine, Ohio. And speaking of that, I went in the other night. For those of you who haven't, I don't suggest you do this. They tied the whole premise of this tragedy irrelevant to this movie they put out, 10 years ago, White Noise. I went in, I found it on YouTube, and I went in and watched it, and it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. The plot just goes all over the place, and yes, there was a train derailment, but ultimately the plot was so ridiculous that I actually paused it four or five times. I watched it over a 4 or 5 day period, and it was just it was uncomfortable to even watch because it was tough to follow. But anyway, getting back to this. This plane crashed very short distance from takeoff. It was a Beechcraft BE-20. It was an upgraded Beechcraft 200 Super King Air, which, by the way, has an excellent reputation for flight performance and air safety. And it was blown to shreds mid-air before its fiery nosedive into a 3M factory warehouse on the north end of the complex, which reminded me of the JFK Jr. plane crash, which, me being a pilot and him flying that Saratoga, the way they explained the plane crash it didn't fit with what would happen if you lost power on a Piper Saratoga. Same thing with this. It doesn't fit. A fiery nosedive. It blew up, blew to shreds midair, and went into a fiery nosedive into a 3M factory warehouse on the north end of the complex. And it barely averted a highway pileup on Route 440. That's the link between Road I-40 and I-30. And the planned destination, according to their flight plan, is inconsistent with the major media accounts from Gannett and the news agencies. Instead, the travel plans for those investigators are, they're mysteriously shrouded in secrecy. And that's indicative of an evasive maneuver to avoid detection by the high-level perpetrators of the East Palestine toxic cargo shipment. And the ETA, which was fronting for the Biden White House to deploy the trained cargo for a secret chemical warfare shipment to Ukraine. So, to spare the lives of more American citizens here at home and in Ukraine combat, the essay that he has written is exposing the secret operation by Biden and rogue U.S. Air Force officers at their Little Rock base, preparing to wage chemical warfare with drone delivery and napalm drops by Ukrainian pilot F-16s donated by, guess who? You, the American taxpayers, along with billions of dollars of other military equipment. I hear the music. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Phone lines are still open, 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm going to continue with this shortly because it gets even better. But there's I got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to first go to Patrick in Texas, and then, Marco, I'll get you next. So, Patrick in Texas, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, back to that that Liberty Dollar. I looked at that case there, and I recall a little bit. But the problem is it looks so similar to the U.S. dollar that they declared a counterfeit, which was pretty preposterous. But there's another way around that without having to fight the Fed there. You do a warehouse receipt. Matter of fact, in Texas, in Shiner, Texas, they have a Texas metal depository where you put a pallet worth of copper on in the warehouse, and you write warehouse receipts against that. And all you have to do is, get that everybody on board with that, all the stores and everything, and it works. That'll work. That's well been doing way of doing business.
Well, listen, Patrick, it's an interesting concept. And I understand. Well, I ran across another snippet that Ron DeSantis is implementing some kind of legislation to oppose or to outlaw digital currency to be used in the state of Florida. I heard that just yesterday morning, I believe. But, you know, the problem is that anytime anybody, you know, comes up with these ideas, and I think there's a number of different states that are looking at that, you know, Wyoming and a couple other ones, Texas maybe. And, you know, anything that is a conflicts with or is a what's the word I'm looking for is anything that conflicts with what they're trying to do, which is ultimately complete control of society with everything you spend, everything you do, you know, it's going to be received with disdain from by the parties that be. And I'm not saying what you're talking about is not a good idea, and I'm not saying it won't work. The problem is you have to have enough people, you know, to get involved in this, and you also have to, you know, watch for the infiltrators, if you will, that will try to disrupt anything you're doing, you know. But it's a great idea, and, you know, we're all out here looking for alternatives, because I don't know about you, but I'm not going to conform to their system. Because I see down the road, as soon as they implement this CBDC, then they're going to come out with another pandemic. You know, they're going to say, oh, my God, in order for you to be able to use your currency, you have to have a vaccine passport. Well, I'm not going there, you know. So, and I don't think probably most of this listening audience isn't going there. So,
now,
you know,
run,
but it's
a run that idea by you real fast. One more. There's a Hammerhead Garage. They were the people that would run that that protest up there in Canada, a trucker strike. They were unorganized, didn't have any intelligence, and they just kind of flinged it. But they do know now. There's a lot of people, William James and some of the other guys, and they're using common law to go after it. But you need, again, they need numbers. And but the initiative is there. They have the interest, and that's where they screwed us. FDR, you know, called all the attorneys and all the law professors together. He said, we're going to have military-style courts. I don't care what you call them. It was a conspiracy against us to get rid of it. And, you know, it's like Justice Scalia said, we are the fourth branch of government. And he's dead right. And he also said, you know, it's, you know, instead of saying, you know, God's law or natural law, he said it's a fundamental law. And Andrew Powell says, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, you say God's law, it sounds too Catholic. But it's there. He wrote that, the opinion, the Williams case, you know, we are the fourth branch of government. We just lost sight of it. They deliberately scrubbed all the other books. Everything has been scrubbed. You know, there are things on like, all the law online, they're all being dispurged, and documents are being disappeared. There is like a, Karl Marx said, you know, he who doesn't know, the people who don't know their heritage is easily persuaded. And,
right.
That's,
no, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, I you know, it's just like they're getting rid of all the statues of all the heroes back in the Civil War and so forth. Okay, they're trying to erase history while in the meantime they're dumbing down America and they're distracting with LGBTQ and, you know, the questioning your genitalia and all this other stuff. Okay, but eventually if this isn't curtailed and we don't reverse this, we'll wake up. If we were Rip Van Winkle, we woke up 20 years from now and this continues. Imagine what kind of society we're going to live in. Societies and proprieties. Patrick, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Well, let's go to Marco in Alabama. Marco, I know I've heard you call in to Mike Rivero's show a number of times. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah. I've listened because, you know, you sound like a very sensible man and very pragmatic. You know, cryptocurrency is ushering in the central digital currency. It is the new world order, man. You know, everybody forgets.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Marco, hold that thought. We got to take a break. We'll be back at 3, and I'll let you continue. Stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be right back. Where you will learn that packaging is all that heavy is. Got the little black car, little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
I want the truth! The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. We've got Marco on the line. Marco, you were talking about the digital currency is the new world order. I want to interject here. You have a very distinctive voice, Marco. That thought comes to mind every time I hear you call into Rivero's show. But go ahead with your thought there. The digital currency is the new world order. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency is the new world order. See, the wealthy, you know, influence society. And, you know, they realize that their, you know, fiat currency isn't worth anything. So they're coming up with new innovations. They're not here to help us. The reality is this, is that they want 1.5, you know, billion people on the planet. That means 8 or so billion people do need to die. They're not here to help you. They're trying to take away the retirement funds of Mr. and Mrs. America. They're trying to take away, you know, the 2-week, you know, paid vacations, and they want you to be paid like, you know, an illegal immigrant in this country. And you're going to be competing with them, you know, going forward, because what's going to happen, you know, I'm assuming, I mean, if you can't already infer it already, I mean, if you were waiting for Biden to say, hey, dude, the country's broke, you know, we sent all of our money to Ukraine, you know, to support, you know, the bio labs, pedophilia, and, you know, everything else, you know, you're just fooling yourself. You need to get physical things. And you know, this whole crypto rush is just pushing, you know, the CBDC, because what do you think that is? I mean, yeah, you could sit here and say, oh, it's not regulated, you know, Doge and Bitcoin and all that stuff, they're all separate entities. No, they're not. Dude, everybody's competing to see who's going to be in control of this new world order. Now, you have a choice. I hear, dude, that you don't like Trump, dude, all right? I understand
I disagree with Trump. Okay, I was a big-time Trump supporter until he went with the vaccine thing and promoted that. And then I kind of went south. But go ahead.
Okay. You have two choices. You have the neocon world order, dude, which is in line with the Democrats, which is essentially the Chinese communist, you know, situation. Or you have the Donald Trump, you know, Ron DeSantis, you know, Anglo-American establishment, dude, brew of the new world order. Everybody's fighting, dude, for control, dude, of the future. And you know, everybody wants to sit here and say, well, Ron's our guy. You know, he went rogue, dude, from the, you know, the Republican establishment, dude, and kept Florida open and everything like that. And, you know, they're not allowing us to sexualize our children. You know, everyone's going to have to take the good with the bad with this. Unfortunately, when your country goes broke, you lose your rights. And all that stuff, man, the elite sold us out. And until each and every one of us stands up and says, dude, I am going to hold you accountable, and I mean it, and all that stuff, you're just going to have to choose, dude, which faction of the new world order you want to live in. Do you want to live in Trump's new world order, dude, where, you know, it seems patriotic and, you know, we're going to sit here and disinclude, you know, everybody and constantly be at war with our neighbors, dude, because foreign policy is a warlord coming to your leader and saying, you know, in order for us to stay off of your lawn, what are you going to give us? And all that stuff, man. What type of new world order do you want to live in? Because we're in it, dude. You know, there's no way out. And all that stuff, man. We've lost. We've lost because, dude, we allowed these people, dude, to bankrupt us. And when you're bankrupt, you don't get to write the rules anymore. Dude, these bankers owned us since, you know, the inception of this country, dude. And they've been slowly raising the ladder up. Now they want to raise the ladder up all the way. You know, you're going to get paid like a Mexican illegal, all of you. You're going to be a doctor, and you're going to get paid like an illegal because you want to know. You're not a part of the elite class. So you're not a part, dude, of this social structure going forward. The plan is to kill each and every one of you. And when you sit here and you put it in perspective and you sit here and think, oh, why are they pushing transgenderism? Why are they doing all these things, allowing crime, dude, to go rampant and all that stuff? It's a death by a thousand cuts. And until you guys figure this out, you know, that Trump is the bait. And they're trying to bring Ron DeSantis into the mix, dude, so that they can weaken both of them. Hopefully they weaken both of each other.
Well, you're talking like none of us have figured it out, okay? We've figured it. I've figured it out, okay? And by the way, speaking of your alternatives, I choose neither, all right? So
what are you willing to do to get neither? Because I'm sorry, you can't
I'm
have
doing
it.
I'm you're, doing you're, it. I'm preparing for what's coming. Now, everybody prepares.
The only answer is war, dude. The only answer is war at the end of the day. You ain't going to peacefully protest nothing, dude, because
Marco, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I have my ammunition and my guns as well. So I'm on that page, too. Okay? Anyway, I'll let you go long enough. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a good day, Marco. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, partner? Thanks for holding.
Well, I just want to send my love out to everybody listening today, first of all. And that guy that just got off, I feel his anger and his frustration. I feel it every day because I've walked the walk. I've done what you're supposed to do. I campaigned for Ron Paul in 12. I served as election judge. I tried to get along with the Republicans, but they never wanted us. But now it's coming down to Trump again. And we'll see, but when 9/11 happened, I knew sooner or later they were going to do something bigger. And COVID was bigger, and that is real serious business there. That whole thing was on purpose and planned. So it's a real nasty world we live in. Very corrupt and evil, but there's beauty in it somehow. Okay, that's my thoughts for the day.
All right, thank you, Mark. I appreciate your input. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, partner?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Been listening to you for quite a while. Good show. I like, first thing you brought up, the thing about the gun thing in California, that judge got smart. And I came from there a year ago to Colorado. And partly because of the political situation, mainly because my family started scattering, and my wife is from here, so she's got a lot of family here, so we deferred and had a house bill here. But I'm in here. We've got, of course, you've got Second Amendment laws. You've got gun rights and everything, and gun stores, I mean, all over the place. Now, they've got people in the legislature now in Colorado that are trying to... not sort of ban the Second Amendment, but put a damper on it. And you got to watch it really close. But we've got a lot of people here that, you know, who watch what's going on. They don't like, you know, get these people out if they don't want to, you know, toe the line like that. And that's one good thing. The other thing you talked about, the currency. I've been reading for years. I subscribed to was the Spotlight and the Lobby back in the mid-70s when they first started, and then when American Free Press took over later on, I subscribe to the Barnes View Magazine, a lot of alternative history. And I love the writers for American Free Press, and you always wonder after all these years, you know, how they're going to get new people when the other ones either die out or retire. That, well, they still get new people that come in. Mark Anderson's a great one. Comes on, and I really like it, but I really enjoy when I first got into it with John Stadmiller and Rick Adams before he died. He was a great one to listen to, and a lot of other people I have now that's good. I'm glad, you know, people like you are still on, have a lot to say. I think you said earlier about the plane crash in Arkansas. Surprise to me, but not a surprise that something like that would happen. And I laughed with the Bill and Clinton... Hillary Clinton Airport, is that in Little Rock's main airport?
I'm sorry, is that what?
Is that the main airport in Little Rock where they got the name Bill and Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. I mean, Little Rock, you know, what? They named an airport after Bill and Hillary Clinton. Gag me with a spoon. They named an aircraft carrier after George Herbert Walker Bush. Gag me with a spoon. I mean, they do this all the time, right? Yeah. I mean,
I remember that. I'm sorry. Story of that airport, was it MENA, where they had all the drug running going through from Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was from South America. I mean, Central America. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But I, like I said, I've been on top of this all the time, and you know, I'm not an expert, you know, and all these people call in, and Marco, I love Marco. He gets excited sometimes. He really raises his voice and gets going, but I can see where he's coming from.
Well, I see where he's coming from as well. However, he portrays it as none of us, you know, we all need to get a grip because none of us know what's going on. We know what's going on, okay?
And well, that's why people listen to,
Yeah.
RBN.
Okay.
So, anyway, right, well, thanks a lot for all the stuff. Keep going on and keep on listening to you. Oh, by the way, I buy a lot of gold and silver from Jeff Bennett from Kettle Moraine.
Good, great. Glad to hear it. Thanks, John. Appreciate
thanks
the call.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Take care.
All right. Let's go to Alan in Texas. Alan, how are you, sir? What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Been a long time since I shook your hand and met you face to face.
Well, I was down there. I was there in August, and you know, I was asking Mike about it. As a matter of fact, I just talked to Mike the other day, and we're kind of commiserating on the possibility of me making another trip back in the not too distant future. So, you know, I'll put that on my bucket list.
Yeah. Well, you know, pretty much, Michael, I try never to leave my ranch if at all possible because
that's what Mike told me. Yeah, go ahead.
It just disgusts me. Marco in Georgia, you know, saying, what kind of New World Order do you want to live under? The Trump New World Order, the Hillary New World Order, the Biden New World Order? Because there's no difference in it. They give you a respite, you know. It's like, oh, well, Trump. It's like, well, look, nothing really bad ever happened while Trump was in. And it's like, yes, it's like a cat playing with a mouse. You know, the cat will catch a mouse and damage you a little bit, and then let the mouse free, and the mouse runs off, I'm free, and it catches it again and damages a little bit more, and every time we get that little taste of freedom, we're damaged a little bit more. I'm sorry to sound negative, folks, but, you know, I'm positive that we're pretty much screwed because the system can't be fixed. you know, because it's not broken. It's doing what it was set up to do, you know. People need to understand the totality of what's really going on. And, you know, one thing we can't call for, Michael, is what really needs to happen. You know, it's happened in almost every other country across this planet, and you don't get out of it by voting your way out of this.
No, but Alan, look, I agree with you, and let's face it, it's on all of our minds. We don't profess it outwardly, just like when Marco was talking about, the only thing that's going to get out of this is war. I'm not going to mention that, okay, but I'm prepared for it, and I'm sure, you are, Alan, and so is Mike, and so is a number of other people. We're all prepared for it, okay? It's just a question of when they draw that final line in the sand, because they're prodding us just like they're prodding the bear Putin. They toy with us just like that cat toys with a mouse, Alan. So, yeah. And, you know, I'm a man after my own heart, because I know, you know, I have met you, and I know from speaking to Mike, as we've spoken about you from time to time, I know where you are. I know why you are where you are and why you choose to live like you do. And what I mentioned earlier in the program, which I will share with the audience one day, I lost my only sibling here in March 1st, and she was like you. She was, I use the word reclusive, okay? She was extremely recluse. And it's because of her environment, and as astute as she was of seeing her surroundings, plus she had some problems with, she had panic attacks, and she didn't like to go out in public, and she didn't go out in public. But there was, you know, there's other reasons. She had other reasons not for going out in public than you do.
I don't call what I have panic attacks. I'm just disgusted with the world right now.
No. That's you didn't hear what I said.
I'm just extremely disgusted with what I see humanity, what they've turned into.
Right. You know, Alan, you missed what I said.
I understand.
Okay. I'm not equating her panic attacks to your position. Okay. I'm just saying different people have different reasons for going there. I am, you know, for lack of a better word, I go out and do my thing with Ubering, and I pick up people all day long, and I get the drift, you know, mentality of what's going on in their world. But
you get to
my choice is to be reclusive. I don't like to just go out in public and interact with people. I don't go to parties. I don't go to bars. I don't go to events, just like there was one here over the weekend with a music fest. I just don't go. I don't want to go. Yeah. I don't want to interact with those people, you know.
Right. Because you understand, and there's not – there's not a lot of enjoyment about going out with other people because they're not really people anymore.
They've been changed. Alan, they don't get it. They don't understand the threat that we're under. They think everything is fine. Okay? Everything's not fine. And we know that, Alan. Okay? But they don't. And so it's hard to interact, and especially if you try to even have a conversation with them about it. Their eyes glaze over, and they think you were born on another planet with a tinfoil hat on your head. So
yeah,
I don't even go there. Right.
All right. Yeah. Michael, I just wanted to call up and say, you know, man, I've listened to you, and it's, like I said, it's been a while. I wish I would have met you when you were back down here Ubering for a little bit, and maybe you'll come around again.
I wasn't Ubering. Mike talked. You know, I had to jump through too many hoops to Uber, so Mike talked me into downloading the DoorDash app, and I did
DoorDash,
that for a few
years. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So anyway,
we're gonna do it again.
Thanks for
being out there. We'll talk later.
All right, thanks, Alan. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Rick in Arizona. Thanks for holding, Rick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, you know, I guess what we have here in America is people that got real short memories, and I guess they're really looking for a leader or somebody to save them. Trump gave us COVID on a silver platter, okay? You know, Pfizer gave him $1 million for his inauguration. On a silver platter, he delegated to the governors the right to shut us down, okay? And then he gave us this crap called warp speed on a vaccine where there was no testing. You were the guinea pig. You really like this guy? You trust this guy? This is the
hold on, Rick. You didn't hear what I said earlier in the program. I said I went south on Trump when he came out with this vaccine thing. Were you listening, sir?
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking I'm trying to talk to people like Marco and Tom in Florida. These people that, you know, really want Trump. I mean, Trump is the father of the red flag law. You know, 8,000 people in Florida since 2018 have lost their right to own a gun. 2,600 in Illinois. And you bring Trump back, you're going to have some fake shootings. And then Trump's going to be pressuring all the other states to push on more red flag laws and more gun control. This guy is bad news. You know, he's not a globalist, really. Who do you think his hotel, who do you think really owns those hotels that are around the world? The Jewish mafia. See, they need Trump's name on it because a lot of these Jews that own these hotels, they can't be in business in these countries. Trump is the quintessential globalist. I guess people really have a perception problem, and I guess, you know, I'm not going to vote for either one. And if we have to have Trump back to find out how much of a scorpion he really is on the back of the frog, then bring him back. But if you have that short of a memory, this guy has delivered us nothing but BS from the beginning. Thanks for taking
No, stay on the line. We got a break coming up, a last segment coming up. But I have a question I want to pose to you when we get back from the break. So stick around, Rick. We'll be right back.
All right.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Folks, we're back. Final segment of the National Intel Report for this Tuesday, March 21st. First day of spring, I believe. But anyway, Rick, I wanted to pose a question to you. Given what you had just mentioned, let me see how I'm going to pose this. If you had a choice between what we are currently experiencing now under the Biden administration, or if you could choose to have what we had the 4 years prior with the Trump administration in the environment in which we were living, which one would you choose? One or the other, because we lived under both. Go ahead.
Okay. Currently, I would take right now, okay, we could all say that Trump didn't start any wars, but he damn near did when he killed Soleimani. You know, Soleimani was the quarterback of
don't get off topic. Just, you can go ahead and expound, but I first want you to answer the question. Which would you choose?
Right now, I would stick with this.
You would stick with where we're at right now. Is that right?
I would think so, because I think what's going to happen when they bring back Trump, you're going to find out that, well, first of all, I don't think Trump is a Mr. Peaceman, believe it. I mean, he's the tool of the Israel, okay? Trump comes back, Israel is going to upset the Middle East even more. And then what you got is a president that's on Israel's team, okay? If you think for 1 minute that Trump is like some type of peacenik, you're out of your mind. You know, anybody in the camp of Israel is a warrior, is a warmonger.
I didn't profess that. I just simply asked you a question. From your perspective, that's all, and you gave me the answer, which is fine. Okay.
These people use these presidents for what they need expediently. See, the same people that control Trump control Biden, okay? But right now, you know, I would just rather not have Trump in office, because I think they're going to deliver some really big stuff. They need Trump to get white males on their team. And that's what gets, you know, they need gun control. That's their number one thing, is gun control. And Trump gave the liberals the most gun control they've had in 30 years. Red flag laws, baby. Red flag laws. He took away the bump stock. I got a video of him with the senators where he's pushing on him to take and get the red flag laws passed. And the senators balked at him. And then Trump accused that guy from Pennsylvania for being afraid of the NRA. Trump's a gun grabber from New York. He's a con man. And in my mind, nobody likes Biden. Nobody respects Biden. Those kind of things cannot come to fruition with an idiot like Biden. By bringing Donald Trump and all these starstruck white males that don't know anything, they're going to look the other way when they take their gun from them or try to put more laws on them. Trump is bad news in my mind, because he gets the respect of the white males, and they caved in on those red flags, baby. They caved in. Bye now.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. Duly noted. You know, I mean, and thank you, by the way, to all the callers, Marco, Mark, John, Alan, Rick. I mean, a lot of great callers today. And folks, look, you know, just like I do when I'm out in my Ubermobile, I get the vibe. I get the perspective of what's going on, you know. And, you know, Rick's right to it. Okay, we've got Biden right now. Whoa, does that suck. Oh, am I nauseous over that. All right. But it could be that Trump's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Maybe they will bring him back. And if they do bring him back, maybe that'll happen. We don't know. But we're out of time. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you same time, same station next week. Stay out of trouble, folks. And bye for now. Send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com.
use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.